The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA insider and host of Writer Than You, Bill Ryder, joining us in that last segment, giving us his answer on which game is more important, the Warriors game tonight or the Celtics game coming up. He said the Warriors game. We do have 1 hour to go. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, and we've got JP's inside information. That's not really what we're going to end up calling the bit, but today we're going to give you a little taste. It's a flyer. This is a floater. That's a different thing.
Ooh.
We're going to give you the first run on this bit coming up at 6:30, but we've got to obviously have some fun here as Cavs Warriors tonight. And this is a stat we have not to mention, or we've not mentioned once today. The Cavs, if they win tonight, would be the first team to start 10-0 since 2015. Who done that? The 24-0 Golden State Warriors of 15-16.
Yeah, which they'll probably just smile and say, oh, 10-0 is cute. Congratulations for getting almost halfway there.
We know you hate fun.
Now, what he didn't mention there, what I failed to mention in asking the question about what's a more important game, is it the Warriors or is it the Celtics? I didn't realize at the time that this will be group stage of the, is it Emirates? The NBA Cup. We are getting ready for the NBA Cup.
Say Emirates?
Yeah, I think it's like, I think that's, is that how you say it?
It's the Emirates, yeah.
The Emirates?
Yeah.
The Emirates NBA Cup. That is group stage. That is the beginning. A little juice added to the Celtics game there, Nick.
Man, now we got to win it.
See? If you were trying to debate it.
I thought the game didn't mean anything before. Now I think it means everything.
Now it means everything.
Yeah, bleep this Golden State game. Do we even have, honestly, sit everybody. Get everybody ready for group stage of the Emirates Cup. That's where I'm
what
at.
What stage are we B? I think we're B. I think that's what, I think we're, we group stage B?
Sounds like B.
Sounds like a B. We would be a B. Yeah. So that's obviously why that's the answer. No, but seriously though, I think the Celtics is the answer because that's who you're trying to chase down, Nick. We didn't open up the season talking about chasing down this vaunted Warriors team that nobody believed was going to be anything.
But I don't think you can have it. I think you can have it both ways. You can't say, yeah, this game's fun. You can glean a little bit from it. But in the end, it is what it is. It's a regular season game in November. And it'd be a nice to have, but it's not a need to have. I don't think you can say that about this game and then not say it about the Celtics. Because in the end, it's going to be a basketball game in November. Although this one is, that one will be in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, all fair points. Like, I'm not going to go too high on any one of these games, obviously. I'm not going to, I mean, outside of the NBA Cup now being in play.
The Emirates Cup, please.
That is a, I got to keep throwing the sponsorship in front of it as well. They paid a lot of money for that sponsorship.
And they break off a little slice for you and me.
Yeah. Surely they do.
They're like, Nick and Jonathan said Emirates Cup 17 times. Let's slide him a fiver.
Nick and Jonathan debated how to say the name of the Emirates Cup, or at least Jonathan did at first, and then he learned how to say it because Nick said it right.
No, because that was part of the bit, so that people would know it's Emirates Cup. Let's buy him a pizza.
Reach one, teach one.
Yep, thank you. That's exactly how this came down. I mean, I just think what's in front of you is the most important thing. So, like, I hear what you're saying, but tonight is another opportunity to prove where you are, and the Warriors are a team that, like, because you play similar styles of ball, the obvious reliance on three-point, the tempo that you play offensively. I kind of think this is a moment where it's like, if you like, there were points in that Pelicans game that were like a C-minus effort.
Sure.
Yeah, you can't do that against Steph Curry.
Well, not as long as Buddy Hield is acting like Klay Thompson, too.
That's also true.
The new Splash Brothers.
It's not like, I know, let me put it this way. The people who are now making a pretty big deal about a Warriors game that is fun, exciting, and has so many reasons to watch this game and be excited about it, if they've done this about this game, they're going to blow the meaning of that Celtics game out of the water.
Well, the other thing, though, is that if they lose this game, the Cavs, that is, if they lose this game, then everyone's going to turn around tomorrow and say, well, we'll take on the Nets and end regular season basketball. Can't get too high or too low.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you win this game,
going to turn it around.
If you win this game, the Nets game doesn't matter.
No, not from that perspective. No, from the perspective, like, if the Cavs lose this game tonight, then the people that are trying to tell you that this game is like a Christmas Day game against the Warriors, you know, 5 years ago in the prime of both LeBron and Steph, it's like, well, you're just going to turn around and say, no, it didn't matter. It didn't matter. All right, great. You're 9-1 now, and it just didn't matter.
I gotta say, I kind of think some of those people are going to make this. Like, here's, because this is the thing.
I hope not.
Well, because I think this is, and now I'm now going to speak to a different level. The whole thing that I don't love about the Cavs being everybody's cheeky little, you know, oh, hey, look at these little guys, we didn't see this one coming, is those are the same people who don't have boots on the ground. So when they lose a game, not when they lose a game, but when they lose multiple games, it's going to be, how did I get this so wrong? You know what I mean? Like, it is.
Oh, boy, we really overvalued Atkinson, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, if the Cavs were 8-1 right now, those same people wouldn't be saying half the nice things they're saying about the Cavs.
Right, they wipe the zero on the end of it.
Yeah, the Cavs are a story to the national crowd because of that, and they'll stop being relevant just about as soon as they stop being the number one team in the Eastern Conference.
And think about the back and forth that just happened with Kenny Atkinson in some of the pregame conversations. Atkinson on the Cavs at 9-0, quote, we haven't done anything yet. That implies, Nick, that people are suggesting they have done something.
Well, no, because people are.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. Like, the fact that he had to answer it that way is mind-boggling. It's a 9-0 start. It's very nice, but, like, you shouldn't be walking around acting like you've done something, and they're not, obviously.
That's actually what
Atkinson is attesting to.
And, by the way, Dean Wade will play tonight. I know people have been wondering about that, the Dean Wade effect in this game.
Well, thank you for that information.
A solid 12 points tonight. You heard it here first, folks. Three three-pointers made. I'm sorry. Somebody has to do it.
Is that what the line on FanDuel is?
No. Okay. It's the Nick Wilson line that I made up.
I'm always scared of the Nick Wilson lines, but I like
it. You should very well be. But I do think that's a nice little test, because I do think with every win, there is going to be a self-applied pressure. So it's twofold. One of two things happens when you start to get a winning streak like this. One is that everybody starts to get a little sloppy and a little careless. Maybe that's what the Pelicans game was pointing to. And then he just out-talented a team that right now isn't very good. Or the opposite happens, where the team starts to apply more and more pressure.
Which would be an awesome thing for this team, considering they still are the team that 2 years ago the lights were too bright.
Well, and I think, like, that's
their
exactly
words are
where I am.
Their words, not ours.
So and by the way, I think you go through fits and starts of both things the longer you have, like, a winning streak to start the season. So, like, in the end, like, you win, you lose tonight. We want to win because bleep the Warriors. We want to win because it's 9-0 versus 7-1. It's Steph Curry. There's so many reasons you want to win tonight. But I do think the more you watch this team, I think it's a great indicator of how do they handle the pressure of this when the pressure rears its head. And by the way, that happens in games. You'll see a team that kind of lollygags for a minute, and then they try and hit the boosters, and sometimes the boosters don't go. And all right, do you panic or do you keep doing what you're doing?
That kind of felt like the Pelicans game in the first half.
Yeah.
That's how we ended up tied at the half.
Yeah, and so in this game, the longer that happens, that, hey, we keep trying to go there, hit that extra gear, and it's not happening, the more pressure there will be. So, you know, like, again, let's put the appropriate amount of respect on this game. I'm super excited for it, but if they win, it doesn't mean they're NBA champions. If they lose, it doesn't mean 9-0 meant nothing, all right? But I do think we're in the point of the year where, because of the way the Cavs have played, because they've changed the style of basketball offensively, and because they have overshot the expectations, I do think it adds a level of intrigue into this. All right, when the momentum goes against them, how do they handle it? When Steph gets hot and hits four straight threes, which he's bound to do, How do you handle it? So that's the part of the test. Every game is their own test, even if the test, like with the Pelicans, was, are you going to beat yourself?
Well, and the biggest test it felt like they had in the second half of the game was against the refs, more so than the Pelicans.
Yeah. But so to get to it, I think people will make a bigger case of the Celtics game. But I think because of where you are today, because both teams are very hot, I think right now, this is the game in front of me. This is the game that I'm maybe weighing just a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it's 9 days away for the Celtics game. It's not like it's a million miles away.
You can have a two-game, three-game losing streak going into that game,
for
and
sure
all of a sudden
can.
The conversation's different, though.
For sure you can. For sure you can. I just look at it, you're playing a team in the East in your own conference, the team you're looking up to. I care way more about that. But I also am of the belief that this Warriors team is a little bit fraudulent, Nick. You know, I don't think Buddy Hield's going to be this version of Buddy Hield until the end of time. There are guys on this team. I'm not going to go through the list of guys on this team, Nick. There are guys in this team I've never heard of. Like, there are just there's a lot of players in this team that you're like, where did this guy come
from?
You're
not a Pajemski guy?
Yeah, the guy that was a rookie last year, and now he is. He's legitimately scoring and playing meaningful minutes for this team.
Yeah, he's going to be. They want him to be the new Clay, by the way, just so you know.
He's the guy. They benched Kuminga in favor of him. Like,
yep.
Like, what is going on there?
Jonathan Kuminga's a disappointment.
Well, I mean, yeah. The man bet on himself and was like, I'm going to make all this money betting on myself. And then 4 games into it, Steve Kerr's like, yeah, swerve. No, you're not.
So I'm always the kind of person, when you're having obscene success, and what the Cavs are having to start the season is obscene success. And when you're on a roll like this, it's like the party that never ends. People are like, it will never end. They're going to lose a game. And so I think what's interesting about tonight is there a speed bump? Do you roll? And when does that speed bump come? Because that, I think, is when teams get disjointed. When you have so much success, and then you just get a modicum of pushback. I think that's the next great test for the Cavs. And here's the thing. I'm actually excited to see that happen at some point in the next little bit. But first, you got to get this 10th. I want to be the first team to go 10-0 since 2015. I want it. I'm a vain man. I need it.
Well, and we are extending the Atkinson undefeated as a rookie head coach record, which he already owns. So that's nice, because now he's already got that. He's 9-0 as a rookie head coach. Never happened before in NBA history. We're just adding wins to the ledger. What does a perfect Cavs win look like for you tonight?
The perfect one?
Like, you're there by yourself,
yourself
tonight. It's you and Mongo hanging out on the couch.
Just bros broing out.
Just broing out. At the very end of the night, you're like, wow, that was satisfying. That couldn't have gone any better for me.
A 30-point win, and Draymond Green gets thrown out in the third quarter.
Okay, just ejected.
Yeah.
I hate his face so much.
I do, too.
I told you, I'm not as down on Steph as I used to be. I cannot stand Draymond Green.
Yeah, because here's the thing.
I cannot stand him. I hate his voice. I hate his face.
I love his analysis. The problem is he lacks any sort of self-awareness, where he's like, you know, we got guys out here doing some pretty dirty stuff in games, and we got to get this out of the game. And you're like, you're the guy. Like, you're not one of the guys.
Yeah.
You're the guy. And he's just like, no, that's not true at all.
I thought it was funny. A couple years ago, he started his podcast venture, and he went out there to, like, try to, you know, do the analysis side of things. And after, like the first couple days, he had, like, this, like, really in-depth, and I was like, oh, wow, okay, maybe I misjudged this. And then he just did that analysis for like 30 days in a row, and that was it. He just did the same exact thing over and over and over again.
216-474-0092. Do you expect tonight's Cavs-Warriors game to be their first loss? I'm going in thinking this is the kind of game that you can lose, that is very losable, that you can get got in if you don't play your best game. And we got a heck of a weekend to come, and JP's inside information next on 92.3 The Fan. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, America's number one sports book, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel's giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of FanDuel. And you guys know, I love me some FanDuel. I've been with FanDuel since day one. So to me, the NBA is so much fun because
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better. Oh,
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The in-game stuff, right? The NBA games are so prone to these big swings in momentum that's where I love to catch a nice, like, oh, all of a sudden this team is down, you know, plus 300 to win, and they started the game as a favorite, and then you kind of find a way to get a little extra action there. Like, that to me is part of what I love about the NBA and FanDuel, and you can too. Just visit FanDuel.com/Wilson. That's FanDuel.com/Wilson. I've never been more relieved that there isn't a Browns game this Sunday.
Yeah.
So we can all just take a little breather and, collect ourselves and just kind of just take a moment and just remember, hey, it's all going to be okay.
But we had the end of season press conference is basically what it was. Now we get to do like a part two of the season.
No, Andrew Berry says these next 8 games matter, JP. Are you locked in on the rest of the NFL this weekend? Are you taking the weekend off?
No, I'm locked in, and I feel a little bit of a loser for it, if I'm being honest. I feel like everyone else around me is taking the weekend off, and I'm like, hey, 1 o'clock football games. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm out.
I know.
I'm going to Chi-Town, as it's known. I don't know if you guys have heard that. I called it that.
I don't call it that, though.
Yeah. It's like
the amount of people that call it the land is the same amount of people that call it a Chi-Town.
You missed a whole decade of people calling it the land, so I'm going to assume missed a whole
Kanye
decade.
Kanye had a whole song where he's like, I'm talking about Chi-Town. Like, people did it. They don't do it anymore.
They called it Chi-Town before Kanye, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure it felt like
tell me more about the place I grew up, please.
Tell me more
about the place I lived in.
I'm just
my whole
making sure here.
No,
I'm going to Chi-Town, as everybody calls it. And we're going to watch some hockey on Sunday. I'm taking my two, I call them little brothers. I got an Irish twin. I got one that's 2 years younger.
I hope you know, though. I was just trying to save you so you didn't go to like a hot dog stand and be like, hey, great to be in Chi-Town to the person at the counter. You know?
You realize I probably will just because I'm obstinate, right? Like, you've actually just fueled the inner troll in Nick Wilson.
You're just going to make him mad. You're going to be like, this person's just.
Yeah, no,
they're used to tourists there. They're used to tourists there, fortunately.
No, that's the point. Now I might be the biggest tourist that ever toured.
Fanny pack?
Yeah. No. Fat guys with fanny packs. That's just a no-go. That doesn't help the brand. All right. We gotta improve the fat brand out there. All right.
Okay.
I'm not doing that in any other way, but I will not besmirch it by wearing a fanny pack in Chi-Town.
Just, you have like your old camera that you can just take out and just it's sitting right there and everything like that. You could really swerve into being a tourist.
Do you want to wear a fanny pack? Because it sounds like you want to wear a fanny pack.
Maybe.
Okay. Now, no, I'm out. I'm out.
I felt bad. No. I felt bad. I took a swing at fanny packs. I know Kayla likes to wear her fanny pack, and now I feel bad about it.
Yeah, I wear one almost every day. I just forgot it today.
You're a woman, though. I think that's different. I think a guy wearing a fanny pack screams tourist.
What a great save that was.
We tried. Glove stick and a save. We tried.
Yeah. Still got in the net. Sorry.
My apologies.
But
fanny pack community. My apologies.
You enjoy the NFL this weekend, Buckaroo.
It's a resourceful, nice way to go about life.
216-474-0092. Are you locked in on the rest of the NFL this weekend? Are you taking a weekend off? Do you just need a little bit of break from the NFL? I could use one. One, the NFL has not been that great this season. And two, it really hadn't been great in Cleveland.
When you're driving around, are you going to be listening to Zach Gelb and Ion Football? Are you going to have like any games on? Or what are you listening to?
Of course, I'm going to listen to it. No, I'm going to listen to music. We'll probably talk.
The whole drive?
Yeah, me and my brother. I mean, I'm assuming me and my brothers will probably also talk.
Yeah.
Got a lot to talk about.
Oh, that's good.
And then music. Mostly
don't,
music.
Don't get too heavy, though, because you're going to try to like drink and do like a hockey game
I think
and everything.
That's kind of the point of this.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna do like the big bro, like let's figure it all out.
Hey, Your dad's died. You're like, come on.
Doesn't sound as much fun.
Here's some hockey and some booze.
Maybe enjoy the hockey and the booze, and then on the car ride home, then talk about the heavy stuff.
No, because we've repressed a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, so the car is just to get it to the surface, so when we drink, we can really... Because here's the thing,
Do they know this is what they're signing up for, or do they know, is that...
I mean, it's three brothers of similar ages and alcohol levels.
No, I mean, part's fun. That part's great. I'm talking about the five-hour car ride where you guys, you know...
I mean, I'm not going to put on Sarah McLachlan and tell me your deepest fears.
It's the impression I'm getting here.
Like, we'll see. Like, you got to play it. Like, you can't force anything, but if it happens, it happens.
You start with the Blitzen, Craig, and then work your way out.
Blitzen Trapper. Let's get to JP's inside information here. So there's a new segment, and I'm turning it over to you now.
Thank you. I'm going to give off my my favorite betting stats, my favorite betting line that I have, and then we're going to go from there. We will mix in one college football game. It's where we're starting off. I'm going to start you off with Ohio State versus Purdue, okay?
Yep.
The line is -38, over under at 53. Buckeyes 4-4-0 against the spread this season. Notre Dame put up 66 on Purdue earlier this year. Last time Purdue went on the road in Big Ten play, it gave up 50 to Illinois. It gave up 50 to Wisconsin. Total defense, 446 yards per game. 121st in the FBS. Is this the type of game, Nick, that it's a name your own score type of game?
I'm gonna give you a thumbs up on that, big fella. Yeah, that's money. Yeah, this is by the way, Purdue is not good against the run. They're atrocious against the run. Quinshon Judkin and Travion Henderson might have 200 yards apiece.
Yeah, it felt like Pete Futek was trying to like talk us into the idea that this game could be a game. It can't be a game.
Yeah.
You're going to name your own number.
He's mistaking this for the Indiana game, which is 2 weeks from now. That you might talk me into going to be a closer game. This game, if this is the game. No, everybody has my permission. If you don't win by 50 or more points in this game, it better be because in the second half, Ryan Day was like, let him score one. And we're going to put in like the fifth stringers. Give me Keenholz. That's what this game's going to be about.
Let's go to the NFL. We have Steelers versus Commanders. Commanders giving up 2.5 points, over under at 45.5, which is what I want to focus on. The under being the play for me, Nick, because both quarterbacks struggle under pressure. That's going to be the theme. Commanders, fourth in the NFL in pass rush win rate, despite lacking the blue chip talent in that department. If they get after Russell Wilson, he's got a 38.7 PFF passing grade under pressure this year, but Jaden Daniels is the real surprise. 29 out of 36 qualified passers with a 58% adjusted completion rate when pressured. Steelers have an elite pass rush, obviously led by TJ Watt. Are we going to see a bad quarterback game in what is supposed to be a great quarterback game?
I am not saying both quarterbacks will be bad or will be great. But that 44.5, I cannot abide. I would take the over on that. I actually think it's going to be just good enough.
You're not worried about any of the pressure rate stats that I gave off there. Both quarterbacks really struggling in that department. Daniels makes sense. He's a rookie. Rookies often struggle in that department. Russell Wilson being as bad under pressure as he has been this year, it's small sample size, and so maybe it'll fix itself, but that's alarming to me.
I think the one I'm worried about is Jaden because he's not face to front like this. Not only they get Herbig back, Preston Smith they just added. Oh, they got a couple good football players on that defense without adding Preston and getting Herbig back. So, yeah, I think I'm a little worried about Jaden, but I still think he'll make enough big plays. Man, I think they're going to cruise to the over. Like if this over was set at like 3 points higher, I'd probably take the under. Can't get there with you.
Love that. Love that mentality out of you. All right, Dallas versus Philadelphia. Eagles coughing up 7.5 points. Dallas has allowed 47, 28, 44, and 48 points in their last four home games. Most points allowed in four home games since the 1972 Oilers, Nick. Dallas off their worst loss at home since 1988. Are there any actual redeeming qualities about this Cowboys football team at this point?
Yes. I think this is a trap game.
Trap game? We're 7.5, so you have to, I mean, you're playing with the 7, the normal 7,
yep,
and then bumping up that half point as well.
Yeah, I just think, like, I could see this game being closer than people expect because it is on the road. It's a rivalry game. Or sorry, it's in Dallas. It's a rivalry game. I think the first three games are an anomaly. It is so hard to be this bad at home, and Jalen is or isn't dealing with an injury. What was the thing that I'm giving a yay or nay? I don't remember.
whether or not there's any redeeming qualities of the Cowboys, it sounds like you're giving a yay to
him. I'm going to give it.
I think you just don't like Nick Sirianni, is that what this is?
No, I just think this reeks of a trap game. The Eagles are 6-2. They're not going to respect this Cowboys team by Cooper Rush.
It feels like this line should be twice this. The way how bad Dallas has been at home. Everything that Dallas is, I mean, no Dak Prescott.
You might feel better if this game was substantially higher line, but yeah, I got to be honest with you. I would toy with Dallas in the points here.
All right, we go to the 49ers and the Bucks. Baker Mayfield versus Brock Purdy is going to be a lot of fun. Christian McCaffrey still doubtful for this one. The focus here is going to be on CMC. 49ers are 5-6 straight up in games where McCaffrey gets fewer than 10 carries or just doesn't play at all. Both his teams, between the Panthers and the Niners, 22-32 straight up when he either doesn't play or has fewer than 10 carries. Does this team go as Christian McCaffrey goes?
Yeah, there's a reason they're 4-4, and it's not a lot of the things people think it is. This thing is built around CMC right now, which it's wild that we're saying that about a running back, because we've all had this weird thing about you could put my fat ass behind that offensive line or in this system, and I'd run for 1,000 yards. I don't know how. I can barely run a yard, let alone 1,000.
How long can you run?
Not. I wouldn't. Okay. I just wouldn't. But no, I think this is the rare time where I think this thing is set up. And it's not just rushing. It's in the pass game as well. I think getting CMC back, if he goes, with a smattering of Mason, I think that's a formula to go ahead and get the win.
All right, next up, Texans versus Lions. Lions enter on a 6-game win streak. Lions giving up 3.5, over under at 48.5 in this one. But we're not going to focus on the 6 straight wins by the Lions. We're not going to focus on Jared Goff and how he's just been one of the best quarterbacks in not only the league, but league history over the previous 6 games. We're going to focus in on the fact that it's Sunday Night Football, Nick. Sunday Night Football unders have been a night. It's been wild. Unders are 7-2 on Sunday Night Football this year. 38-17 last 3 years. 71-45-2 since 2019. Do you buy into the idea that the under is the play on Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, I'm sorry. 48.5 for this. CJ Stroud's been really good this year. These are two really good teams. The only thing that is like the kernel of doubt is can the Lions continue to get a pass rush in this game? But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say I think the stats back this up, and I'll take the under. It's 48.5. If it was, again, I'm going to go the inverse of what I said earlier.
Yeah.
If it was a little lower, I'd probably take the over. But man, I don't think I'd feel great about it.
I don't know what to do with this Texans team right now if they continue to have injuries. I just don't trust them the way that I feel like I need to trust a Texans team. And I'm so in the camp of the Lions. But I hold off the idea. I mean, Goff is so good right now, they might score 30-35 themselves.
That's a pretty good point. But I think it'll be kind of a nice little 24-17. Maybe something like that. Fair?
Ooh. Fair. Okay.
All right. That is JP's inside information. When we come back, I'm apparently public enemy number one in another NFL city. Man, did I take a pounding. 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.